All right, on this Wednesday morning, we have seen in the last few months how learning at home works. If you haven't seen it in your own home with your kids on the computer doing school, you certainly know somebody who's been going through this. What's it like for early childhood education? Joining us right now is the director of St. Clair County Reese's Early Childhood, Becky Gornack. Becky, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
What have these last few months been like for early childhood education?
Well, I would say it's pretty similar to what's going on in the K-12 world. The teachers had to pretty quickly switch gears and start the remote learning. They did a lot of work with families via Facebook and other social media. I saw a lot of children doing activities on Zoom with their teachers. So they were learning alongside their teachers, but from home, like the rest of the children in the state.
The push now is on to make sure that everybody is signed up for early childhood education classes in the fall. But what's that going to look like?
Well, as with everything, it's changing on a regular basis. But our plan is we hope that the children are back in school. GSRP is our state-funded program for four-year-olds in Michigan, and we have 30 classrooms in the county. We hope that that classroom will look similar to what it was before, obviously with social distancing and some of the other health precautions we'll be putting into place. But we want to see those four-year-olds back in school along with their K-12 children as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's involved in getting kids signed up at this point, Becky?
Well, given that we are doing things a lot more remote, we took our application that used to be on paper and we moved it to an online application. If you the easiest part is if you Google free preschool in St. Clair County, the St. Clair County RESA website comes right up, and we have a pretty easy to fill out application now that parents can go and put in all the application that the state requires for the state-funded program, and then somebody will contact them pretty quickly. So we have staff ready to get them to the different locations that they might be interested in. Every one of our school districts has a GSRP preschool classroom. We have classrooms in a private provider, and we also have classrooms with Head Start.
And they're available all throughout the county, aren't they?
Yes, everywhere. We have, like I said earlier, I think we have 30 classrooms next year. A lot of room. Most of the classrooms have 16 children, so we already have that social distancing built in because our program is so small. And then the children will go, and it's that year before kindergarten to help get them ready with their social skills, their early math, their early literacy, writing their name. Social, obviously, is very important, learning to be around other children. And sharing and all of the fun things that come with preschool that kind of get them ready for their first year of kindergarten the following year.
Boy, those things are so important, too. I think we're learning more and more how important it is for kids to gain those skills before they start kindergarten.
It is very important. For many of us, kindergarten was very different than it is now. So those pre-skills and learning to... you know, how do they take turns? How do they walk down the hallway? What is lunch like at school? All of those pre-things that really get them ready so when they walk into kindergarten, they know what school is all about. They know what it means to take turns. They know their name, how to write their name. They know their basic math, you know, counting up to 10 and those kinds of things that really get them ready so they can start the day of kindergarten ready to learn.
The time to sign up is now if you haven't signed your kids up already for early childhood education in St. Clair County. And again, you can do that online. You can do it on the RESA website or just Google free preschool, right?
Yep, that's true. You can always call St. Clair County RESA as well. We are manning the switchboard, and we will get the answers. At the same time, this is the perfect time for families who need to register for kindergarten. We didn't have kindergarten roundups this year like we usually do, but it's definitely the time to contact your local school district to sign up for kindergarten as well. So when you're thinking about preschool, if you have a kindergartner, it's a perfect time to kind of do both. You can also contact your local school district if you want to are interested in GSRP as well because, as I said, every school district does have a program.
All right. Get that taken care of in time for the school year to start. As one ends, we make plans for the next one, don't we?
We absolutely do. It's it's the perfect time right now as school is ending for the kiddos to think about next year.
Yep, absolutely. Good information, Becky. We appreciate it. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk again. If not in the fall, we'll certainly talk at some point in the not too distant future.
Thank you, Paul, for having me on.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.